Epistle to 1 Corinthians, please. Epistle to 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1. And verse number 9, the Epistle 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Over to chapter 5, please. Chapter 5. And verse number four. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we will turn to the gospel according to Matthew. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter number 18. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter number 18. Verse number 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious and holy word. By grace you and I have found favor in the sight of God, accepted in the beloved. And we are highly favored to have nearness into his presence divine. And enjoy fellowship with the Lord. And as we sojourn on this earth and continue in fellowship, well, sin has no part in it. Sin must be put out. When we are in the assembly fellowship, that which is prohibited cannot be entertained. What was prohibited at Ephesus is what is welcome and practiced in the church at Pergamum. The breakdown of separation. To maintain fellowship, it is required for us to keep up the standard of separation in every aspect. Holiness got to do with our gathering together. And may I commence with the gathering together and conclude with the holiness. We read in the Epistle 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 4, when ye come together, gather together, come together. That Greek word is synago. And we find not less than 7 times and the epistle of 1 Corinthians. And we read, when ye come together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The very well known verse in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 16. And when we look at from verse number 16 until the end, we are given a fourfold revelation. The revelation of Christ, the revelation of the church, the revelation of the cross, the revelation of the coming of the Lord in power and glory. And then we find the preview of his coming in power and glory is what is displayed upon the Mount of Transfiguration recorded in chapter number 17, verse number 1 to 8. I will build my church. The Hades gate shall not prevail against it. Here we have my church. Chapter number 18, verse number 20, there we have my name. In contrast, we read in the book of Exodus, chapter number 25, verse number 8, make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. So there in the Old Testament of the redemption, the redeemed are responsible to make. But here in the New Testament, it is the Lord Jesus Christ is the architect. He himself built. And when we look at this subject, we find in the Gospel church dispensationally. And in the Acts of the Apostle, we have it historically. And in the Epistle, we have this subject doctrinally. And in the Book of Revelation, we have this subject prophetically. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. Where? So place is not important. But the person unto whom we gather together is important. Where? When we study the Gospel of John, chapter number 4, verse number 21, if the place is important, that conversation could have been different. It is not upon this mountain, it is not in Jerusalem. The hour cometh. When we worship the Father, we worship in spirit and truth. But in the Old Testament, what God has chosen, well, it was Jerusalem. We read in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse number 5 and 6, from the day I brought you out of Egypt, I haven't chosen any place but Jerusalem that my name might be there. There it was the place. And that place will be significant in the day of his glory, when in millennium. And the book of Ezekiel ends with the expression, the Lord is there. But our place is significant, we who are heavenly. Our place is highly elevated in millennium. As far as the nation of Israel is concerned, they are earthly nation, earthly people. Their place is always on this earth. Where? That means place is not important. Where two or three? And there we understand it is not the quantity but quality. And gathered together in my name. Dear child of God, do you know that name? The name in which we are gathered together. We read of him in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 6, verse number 1, the one who is high and lifted. And we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 57, verse number 15. Thus saith the one who is the loftiest and the high and loftiest that inhabiteth in eternity, whose name is holy. Whose name is holy. And Mary said in the Gospel of Luke, he that is mighty hath done unto me great things. Holy is his name. So unto that name we come together. So the name is holy. When you come together in the name of the Lord Jesus, and the name represents the very person, all what he is in his glorious person is what is displayed in our midst when we come together in that holy name. And we read in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter number 29 and verse number 3, holy house, holy house. And drop your eye down and we find in that book, 1 Chronicles chapter number 29 and verse number 16. And there we have a house for thy holy name. David says we have prepared a house for thy holy name. And so the house is holy. We read in the book of Psalm number 93 and verse number 5, holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. The very character of the house of God. That is in future, that Psalm bring before us, God who is supreme, sovereign. In the first two words, you have the declaration of the sovereignty of Jehovah. Verse 1 and 2. And verse number 3 and 4, you have the demonstration of the sovereignty of Jehovah. And verse number 5, you have distinction of the sovereignty of Jehovah. And when he will return, he will dwell, and the house is holy. We'll come to that later. So we come together in that very name, and that very place is holy. No wonder Jacob said in chapter 28 of Genesis, verse number 16 and 17, how dreadful is this place. in the Newbury, how fearful, how solemn is this place. This is none other but the house of God. And there we have the gate to heaven. And the gate to heaven brings to us the administration of heaven. And as you know, gate speaks of reception. And we have a chapter in the book of Ruth, chapter number 4. It's a chapter of gate, and elders sat at the gate and where they made decision. And so elders stand at the gate, entrance of the assembly, where they see who come and who do not come. And the reception of the assembly is in question. And so, how come the place is holy? The book of Exodus, chapter number 3, verse number 5, the Lord says to Moses, the place where thou standest is holy. And then again we read in the book of Joshua, chapter number 5 and verse number 15, the Lord said to Joshua, the place where thou standest is holy. How come that place is holy? The presence of the Lord make the place holy. The presence of the Lord. This is not an ordinary place. This is not an ordinary place. How solemn is this place? And so sin has no place in it. Sin must be put out. It is then we can experience fellowship with the Lord and with one another. We read in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 52 and verse number 11, ye that bear the vessel, be ye clean. Yesterday we remembered the assembly is pictured as lampstand in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and 3. The lampstand. It is the vessel of testimony. A vessel in which the testimony of the person of Christ is displayed, and so the vessel must be clean. And so evil must be put out. The house of God must be holy. And so we are called to be holy. For He is holy. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Holiness is the evidence of the reality of Christianity. Holiness is the very nature and the character of the one who is holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And into whose presence we come, we are different. We must reckon that we are separated. Separation from and to, from this world and to God. Totally, fully, completely set apart. We belongeth unto Him. And so, beloved, bear in mind, when we are in the assembly fellowship, how careful we should be. So we cannot come casually, but we come carefully. Preparation for the presence of the one who is holy. Preparation for his holy house. Naomi instructs Ruth in the book of Ruth, chapter number 3 and verse number 1 to 8. There you have the preparation for the presence of the Redeemer. That is a great subject. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10 teaches preparation for the word of God. Because it is holy scripture. And God has spoken in holiness. And so we got to do with the one who is holy. How serious we are, how solemn truth it is. Well, God in his wondrous days and in his sovereign plan, what he purposed way back in eternity will be accomplished without any shadow of doubt. Yes, I reminded yesterday, we don't read in the garden the Lord is dwelling. But we have him visiting. But we find, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people. The book of Revelation chapter number 21 verse number 3. So finally what he purposed will be accomplished eternally. The dwelling together with his people. But when we are here on this earth, he desired to dwell among those whom he has redeemed. And therefore, he expects us to come together unto his name. It is not the gospel hall or kingdom hall or any other title what people put in the front of the hall. It is not by thy title or name. Who are we to name the dwelling place of God? It is the Lord's house. Lord's house. We have no right to give any name. When we identify each one on the ground of conviction, conviction based on those things which are more surely believed and practiced scripturally. Young people, bear in mind. So conviction is what makes us to fellowship with one another. Yes, same faith. Same conviction because I found what is written in the book of God. And so I can fellowship. No difference of ideas. In terms of doctrine and practice. But the same. The like-mindedness for the things of God. So that conviction is what binds us together in the assembly fellowship. And so on the ground of conviction we receive as become a saints. And once we receive, that person is like each one who are already in fellowship. There is no difference. Assembly fellowship. And some place I have heard, receiving to the breaking of bread, receiving to the table, receiving to the Lord's Supper. No, it's very wrong. Receiving into the assembly fellowship. The reception, that is great subject, must be well taught among the people of God. And so we receive each one on the ground of conviction into the assembly fellowship, where collectively we exercise assembly priesthood to offer our spiritual sacrifice unto God. In my name, therefore, let us go forth unto Him, bearing His reproach without the cap. The Epistle Hebrews chapter 13 verse 30. You have 13 words, 6 words apart, and in the middle you have Him, unto whom we gather together unto Him. So we come together to a person who is holy. And the presence of the Lord make the place holy. And that demand our reverence. What is written here? The book of Psalm 89 verse number 7. God is to be feared in the assembly of His saints and to be heard reverence of all. We are God-fearing people. People set apart. And so when we think of the fear of God, when we think of reverence, practically and collectively, practically we are responsible to live in reverential awe of Him and walk in godly fear. In obedience to the voice of God. And in our gathering together, or our gathering together must be characterized by reverence. That demand our dress code. That demand our head covering. That demand even our participation. How careful it should be. With the fear of God and with the reverence. This is not ordinary place. Surely the Lord is in this very place. Yes, I do, because the scripture says. And there is joy in obedience. We read in Epistle 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14, as obedient children. In the Greek rendering, as the children of obedience. So when we come to the house which belongeth unto Him, the Lord's house, no question, no doubt, but simple obedience. because it is his house. And the house of God signifies the very rule of God, the government of God. You see, when you study the epistle 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 7, there is a house which belongs to an elder. Verse number 8 to 13, another house of a deacon. And 14, 15, the house which belonged to the Lord. And you read a prominent word in relation to each house. What is that? Rule. An elder rule well his house. A deacon rule well his house. And you come to God's house. Whose rule? God's rule. This is his house, his government, or his rule must be implemented. So in all submission we come under the rule of God. There is a generation coming up in this assembly. And I focus on the get hold of this precious truth. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Come with me to the book of Zechariah, please. Chapter number 14. The book of Zechariah, chapter number 14. Verse number 20. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar, and every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and boil therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. In the day of his glory, in millennium, when the house shall be built and the Lord shall return and dwell, and you see what is going to be. Well, Jerusalem will be safely inhabited. We read in the book of Zechariah, and we have in chapter number 14, verse number 11. And here what we read in verse number 20. The bells of the horses. Holiness unto the Lord. In every street of Jerusalem. The bells of the horses. Speaks of every street of Jerusalem. So every street will be characterized by holiness. Now look at verse number 20. And the pots in the Lord's house. There is a Lord's house. And verse number 21. The house of the children of Israel. Every pot in Jerusalem. That is every house in Judah shall be holiness under the Lord of hosts. Every street. Every house, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and boil therein. In that day there shall be no more the Canaanite. That Canaanite speaks of merchandise. In contrast of John Gospel chapter number 2 verse number 16. The Father's house became the house of merchandise.
But in that day of His glory, when everywhere holiness is displayed, and no more Canaanite, no more merchandise. You see, holiness under the law. And so Psalm number 93, holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. There you have the character of the house of God. In some measure of grace, we who are called to be holy, set apart unto the Lord, maintain holiness in every gathering together until He comes. Maranatha. Only once we read in the Epistle 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, in relation to the gathering of the saints, and holiness is in question, and that must be maintained until His coming, when we will be presented unto Him as glorious children, without any wrinkle and any spot. The Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 25 until 27. What is done in the past, and what is doing in the present, and what will be in the future. In the past, Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. And in the present, we experience sanctification. And in the future, the next program in the next event in the program of God is coming for the church, when the church will be presented unto Him as glorious church without any wrinkle or any spot. When you come together in the name of the Lord Jesus, the name is holy. His house is holy. And the people in fellowship are called to be holy. We come into His presence and experience the touch of His holy presence. And that must have great impact on our daily life on this earth. A place of fellowship with the Lord and with one another. And that is what we look for tomorrow, the Lord's Day. When we come together and gather together around the emblem, fellowship with the Lord and with one another. And there must be the display of holiness. Then our fellowship will not be hindered. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts.